yeah, we are here at the 2017 GAC, hosted by the fine folks at CUNA, with Mr. Todd Lane from California Coast. How are you?
Good seeing you, Mike.
Good seeing you, too.
We had to come all the way to D.C.
to
see each other.
And get some sun.
We live so close to each other.
I know.
So.
All the way across the country. Yeah. Well, it's good to see you, as always. And you guys are doing a great job there at California Coast Credit Union.
Thank you.
You guys are like in the news. I hear you on the radio. Almost. Yeah, I have to say, your radio spots are really, really good.
We like them.
They're
we
very
like
educational
them.
And they're helpful. I love that.
They are. It's all about being a credit union. That's our whole branding and approach. It's about our values, and it's about being a true credit union. So we try and sort of impart that on our commercials, whether it's radio or TV, and all of our partnerships that we have. As you know, we have a partnership with the with the San Diego Goals, which is a minor league hockey team in
Goals.
San Diego.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and they did their first television broadcast in mid-February, and I've been on the radio with the Goals. It's been a great partnership because they have a lot of the same values that we have, and in terms of giving back to the community. So it's been great.
And they're a good hockey team to boot, you know?
San Diego loves
San Diego.
Hockey.
I know.
It's amazing. San Diego loves hockey. They now don't like the Chargers because the Chargers have moved to L.A.
They're gone.
So it's all about hockey, minor league hockey at that, and the Padres.
Yep.
So
that's our focus.
Yeah. So it's all good.
It is all good. Yeah. And we still have the beach. So got that going for us. Hey, what are you hearing in the hallways here? What's the buzz that you're hearing?
Well, I just went to the Colin Powell
thing.
That was awesome. I love his leadership message.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about working, he was a national security advisor for Reagan for 2 years, the last 2 years of Reagan's administration, and he told a couple Reagan stories about Reagan staying above the detail, and that at first General Powell thought that Reagan was distracted by the details of what Colin Powell was sharing with him, but he wasn't. His message to him was that he's not getting into the details. That's for him to take care
of. Exactly.
And so his leadership message was great. But it's been a great conference. I mean, there's a lot of people here, a lot of buzz going on about our hike the hill, our hill visits tomorrow, and how those are going to go given the state of things. And of course, we have the President Trump addressing.
That's tonight.
Yeah. So that's going to be interesting to see what his message is. But the buzz is about less regulation, and that's always good for credit unions. So we're happy about that. We're hearing that from the NCUA, and I know you've interviewed some folks from the NCUA, and hopefully we'll hear that and carry that message to the Hill tomorrow. So.
Right on. And one of the things you wanted to talk about was youth financial education. What are you guys doing in that area?
We're doing a lot. It's, you know, our membership is getting younger and younger all the time.
That's great. That's good.
It's great.
That's
now, it's sometimes a little difficult because those younger members are not as profitable as some of the older members. We are on college campuses, both San Diego State University and several community college campuses throughout San Diego. And Riverside County, and honestly, they're younger members that perhaps they have a small balance credit card, and maybe an auto loan, but a lot of them are part-time employees, part-time workers, so they really don't have the income quite yet. But what we're doing with them is the financial education, youth financial education. It's so important, and we think it's a win-win for them and us. In that it's stuff that's not taught in school, Mike.
Exactly.
So
I never had it when I was a kid.
I didn't either. Yeah, you know, I learned it from my parents.
Yeah.
And then I learned it by making mistakes, like most of us. But we're trying to get ahead of that. And so we're spending a lot of time and resources on youth financial education. All incoming students to certain high schools, like Helix High, we're working with in San Diego, big high school. All the incoming students are going through our program. It's called Bite of Reality.
Yeah.
And we partnered with the RMJ Foundation. I serve on the RMJ Foundation board. It's a great program.
Yes.
We're doing it with some of the community colleges. All the students in community colleges are going through our program.
Really?
So it's been a great thing. And so the win for us is, you know, perhaps they become a member of the credit union, perhaps not. Maybe they become a member of another credit union.
Right.
And that's fine, but they're better prepared. They're making better decisions, which makes for a better member down the road.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to be delinquent on their loans, hopefully, or we'll have to charge off loans or bounce checks, whatever it is. They're just better prepared. So for us, that's a win as well.
Yeah, because actually I was interviewing Gigi Hyland yesterday, and they're talking about their kind of reality. They're doing the kind of the same thing in what you guys are doing, and it's just a kind of a reality check for a lot of these kids who have never been exposed to budgeting,
exactly,
you know, and bills and things like that. And it's such a huge something that we never had growing up. And gosh, if you can get a head start on that stuff, holy smokes, you're ahead of the game.
Exactly. And it's really important, the reality fairs that we put on, the Bite of Reality. It's experiential learning. We've automated. It's an app. But they have to make life decisions in this 2 or 3 hour time frame. Every one of them comes in with a persona that's handed to them. You're married. You have a child. And this is your job. This is your income. Mm-hmm. This is what your spouse does. And you have to manage your money. They go to various stations using this app in a physical location, and they have to make purchases. Mm-hmm. They have to buy furniture for their home. Mm-hmm. They have to either buy or rent a home. Mm-hmm. They have to, you know, get some transportation. And we have people there at every one of those stations trying to upsell them, just like real life.
Oh,
right?
My gosh.
They're always trying to upsell you. And I'll tell you, most of these young folks, they bite. You know, they'll buy the fanciest car even though they can't afford it.
Mm-hmm. With the leather. And
with the leather,
it's,
exactly.
You know,
they'll buy the biggest house. They'll take the nicest vacation. And so the program is really structured so that they fail. They spend too much, mm-hmm. more than they make. And
well, it's good that they fail in that scenario, that atmosphere or environment,
exactly,
as opposed to real life.
In failure, we learn.
Exactly.
So, and they definitely learn. They learn what it costs to have a child in childcare. You know, a lot of them will tell us, "Oh, I don't need to pay for childcare. I have my mom or my grandma to take care of my child."
Yeah.
No, that doesn't always work out that way. And childcare is expensive. And I know you have a lot of kids. I have kids too. It's very expensive. And that's a reality check. It may be a great form of birth control as well when they find out what it costs to raise a kid.
No doubt.
And so they go through these life experiences. They fail quite often, and we allow them to fix it, and we help them fix it. Mm-hmm. And that's what the credit union is there for. So it's a great exercise. We're now working on sort of that stage two. So after they have this experience, what do we leave them with? A lot of memories, you know, some learning. We need to push stuff to them to reinforce what they've learned and give them the tools to manage their money in the future. So that's really the stage two. That's what RMJ Foundation is working on right now. Our credit union is working on it. We have a new home banking tool or mobile tool that allows them to budget their money. It actually budgets their money for them based upon their own spending habits.
Oh, very cool.
Right?
Oh,
and that's
we all need that.
We do. It's a barrier to people managing it's a hassle to do a budget.
Yeah.
I don't like doing it,
but
if the system does it for me based on my spending habits, all the better.
Indeed.
Got to make it easy.
All right, a wrap up question here, because I know you got a lot of things to do here, but how do you see 2017 turn out? Because we've had a lot of changes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I keep saying there's a lot of changes on Capitol Hill, a lot of new faces here, and technology is going 100 million miles an hour. Regulations still. How do you see 2017?
Well, I'm encouraged, and
okay.
I'm very optimistic. There is a lot of, you mentioned change going on in credit unions. I grew up in this industry. I'm seeing lots of leadership transition, and that's a little scary to me. A lot of the leaders that I looked up to, the Stan Hollins of the world.
Yeah.
I just talked to Ron McDaniel, who just got the Buck Levin Award. These are guys that I looked up to and really modeled myself after over the years. They're leaving, and it's a little scary. But I tell you, I'm encouraged by the young folks that are coming up and assuming leadership positions in credit unions. Perhaps they think differently, and that's great, because we all need to do that. So I'm encouraged by this leadership transition. And really the focus on becoming better leaders and better stewards of this industry. So that's encouraging. The political environment is interesting. You know, we all talk about how divisive it is.
Yeah.
But when I hear less regulation as really the focus, I'm encouraged by that. Fewer taxes, I'm encouraged by that. Anything that's going to help out our membership, I'm very encouraged by. So sort of a mixed bag.
Yeah.
You know, I think some of the lending businesses that we do, they're very robust right now. Credit unions financially are doing well.
Interest rates?
Interest rates are going up.
Is there a concern there? Is it good, bad?
Well, a little bit of a concern in terms of what that's going to mean to our real estate pipeline.
Yeah, yeah.
But for us, we were well positioned for rising interest rates. So we're actually going to do better financially in a rising rate scenario.
Yeah, I think so.
And I think it's also best for our members. Those members that rely on income from certificates of deposit or their savings or their money market account, they lost that over the past decade.
Yeah.
And I think they're starting to see some of that come back. So I'm encouraged by that. I know our board, several of them are retired and they rely on that income, and that's great that they get more interest income now because of rising rates.
Right.
So again, I think it's very encouraging. I'm excited about it. It's a great conference, and you know, I know you do great work,
Thank
Mike,
you.
Putting the message out.
Thank you.
So,
my pleasure.
You know, let's go get 2017 and do well, and let's grow our industry. I think that's a big thing. We're in San Diego. Our membership grew last year. New members 22% over the prior year.
Goodness, that's a significant amount.
Yeah. Now, we lost some members, too, so I'm talking about gross growth, and that's great, because San Diego, as a population, is not growing that much because it's so expensive to live there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of the younger folks are leaving and going to places where they can afford housing a bit more, but I think that Creightons are getting out the word better, and the consumers are seeing the differentiation between us and the big banks, and it doesn't hurt when the Wells Fargos of the world
are screwing up.
Exactly. So I don't hope for that, but it sure, you know, sends the consumers our way.
Indeed.
So
that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Todd, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you so much for the time.
All right.
Always fun talking to you.
You take care.
Have a safe trip back to San Diego.
All right, you too.
I'll see you in the ocean one of these days.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll be out there just surviving.
Me too. I'll be down there.